Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Lots to discuss here tonight. Of course, we will take your calls about anything at all. Coming up, news out of California that's going to make doing financial transactions a whole lot more difficult. And we'll explain what that's all about here in a moment. But first, Jason is in New Hampshire. Jason Talley, from the Managing Director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I've been following the case of the Jefferson One, and you guys actually put it on my radar that there was a new court ruling about it that says there is no dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. For people that haven't been listening, basically there was a woman, she's a friend of mine, her name is Brooke Oberwetter, and she and about 20 of our friends went to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial on Jefferson's birthday in 2008. Mm-hmm. The idea was that we were going to, put, earbuds in, listen to our own music, whatever we chose, maybe dance for about 20 minutes at midnight, and then, go elsewhere. And I was the organizer of the event, and I didn't think that we would get any kind of police response. Mm-hmm. I figured they work at the Jefferson Memorial. Maybe some of these ideas of freedom had sunk in. And
well, who could object to somebody silently dancing to their own tunes in their own mind that are coming from their headphones
at midnight
being broadcast anywhere? Who could object to that? Apparently the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, so we were all very surprised. Now, I was I was dancing, so the video that I took is pretty crummy. But once they started, the security came out, then I focused on the filming, and I'm going to be publishing all this at cdevolution.org. I'm actually working on a blog post right now.
And, so why was it that Brooke was arrested and you were not, if you were both dancing?
Well, in the video, you can see, you have the security guard that's shouting at me, and so, he's taking a step forward, and so he's backing me off, and then, so essentially everybody left, and then Oberwetter was the only one that stayed and asked questions like, why? And I guess she asked too many questions because she was the only one arrested.
Got it.
And so, and to her credit, and so she was processed and everything. And that was interesting. And we weren't really doing any activism. It was actually, just to pay respect to Thomas Jefferson. And I thought it would be really cool. If you've ever been to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, there's this large statue of Jefferson in the middle, and there's this large lit surface. And I thought, well, that'd be a cool place for a dance party. We call it the Thomas Jefferson Dance Party. And anyway, cops showed up. And then the response was really remarkable because that was the first time that we used things like Twitter or Facebook to get the word out. Hmm. And we had launched a legal defense fund for her, blogs, published a story. It was just outrageous. And it helped people see the police state that we're living in. When you can't do something as simple as dance, quietly for 20 minutes. I was interviewed by local media. I was actually looking through the website, freethejeffersonone.wordpress.com, and I actually called in to Free Talk Live back then to tell you guys about it.
Right.
And but I was also on NBC4 and the local station in Washington, D.C., and what was interesting is they went to the Jefferson Memorial, right before they went to my house to interview me, and they showed a bunch of noisy kids out there and making so much more noise than we were. We were trying to be, respectful because we understand that, it might be some people might, be there to do their own solemn respect.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we wanted to be quiet. That's why we chose at midnight so that wouldn't be many people around. But you have all these noisy kids, running around and laughing with these school groups and stuff like that. And even the reporter said they were far more noisy than what we were up to. But
so they didn't arrest the kids, is what you're saying.
They did not, right. Yeah. Well, that was one of my remarks on that made it to the news, you know, that I hope they don't arrest those children for being far more noisy.
So now you've got this court case where the government has basically said, yeah, we can restrict you from doing anything that we want to in these areas. And then I don't know if anybody's going to challenge that up to the Supreme Court, but I imagine the Supreme Court will probably back them up because for years governments have been restricting people their freedom of so-called freedom of speech and various different government so-called government-owned properties. So my question, I guess, is how do you feel about this plan by, I think it was a guy named Ed called in last night. He said that he was planning to do this Saturday a noontime demonstration at the Jefferson Memorial involving people dancing similarly, also with headphones in, etc., with hopefully a larger group of people. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm so excited about it. I think, like you said, that's exactly the type of response that we need. For people to just say no to these idiotic rulings and the police aggression. I'm looking at the Facebook page now, and there are 46 people say they're attending, and 76 may be attending. And it's only been planned for a couple of days. And,
now, what's the Facebook group again, just to recap?
It is, let's see. Go to Facebook, and it's Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial with 3! And I'm going to post a link as soon as I get off the air on cdevolution.org to Facebook. I'm going to publish the video of my interview and the initial press release and some other information. We'll be following it pretty closely because it's, of course, a very personal interest to me. And I'm also going to – I lived in D.C. for several years, so I'll be encouraging as many people to show up as possible.
Yeah, you certainly have some a network down there of people that you know, and I think that's great. The one thing with Facebook, the problem is anybody can click that they're going to attend. I see, Mark, you're going to be traveling down to D.C. for this.
I'm just going to be there in spirit.
See, this is what I can't stand about Facebook or events, is people will click yes and then make some sort of pithy comment that they're going to be there in spirit.
Well, what
look,
do you want?
If you're not going to be there, please don't click the yes so people can have some idea of who's actually going to show up. Because
what,
it really sucks.
Are they going to have cupcakes?
It really sucks when 40-something people say they're going to attend and 4 show up. I'm not saying it's going to be that drastic of a difference. Maybe it'll be 20 that'll actually show up. But why inflate those numbers?
Well, because I'm interested in what's going on.
You can
there.
Still click maybe and still get the updates. You can still click no, I believe, and get the updates on that.
How are you going to click no and get updates?
Correct?
You're not going.
Jason, haven't you observed that on Facebook, that when you click no on an event, that you'll still get the updates unless you actually remove the event from your list?
I'm not sure if it no. You know, I put maybe, but it looks like I'm not going to be able to make it. But I've been refreshing this page and also publishing comments of my own just to, you know, keep encouraging people. And since I can't make it, what I am going to do at cdevolution.org's Facebook account is I'm going to be paying very close attention to what happens on Saturday at noon, and I'm going to be relaying information out because I think that's an important role that we can play to let people know what's going on so there can be some kind of response as quickly as possible.
Well, I certainly appreciate you getting on this, even though it's not a New Hampshire-based form of activism. And certainly cdevolution.org focuses mostly on New Hampshire civil disobedience and non-cooperation. It's certainly designed to focus there, but there's nothing that prohibits us from looking and showing examples of what other people are doing around the country. It's just that we've got limited funds, so if there's somebody that needs to get a little bit of assistance in some way, then CD Evolution or cdevolution.org can only really assist with financially with people in New Hampshire, but we can certainly get the word out.
Oh, yeah, and we've pretty much given up on more freedom in Washington, D.C. We're concerned about more freedom in the Shire, and that's why our focus.
Right.
But I do want to encourage, you know, if anybody's in the area, whether it's Maryland, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., to show up. Even if you don't want to commit civil disobedience with dancing, please bring a camera.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a critical role in this, is to have people who are there with cameras, and I think it makes more sense for them not to be dancing. That way they can focus on getting footage and making sure they cover anything
exactly.
That goes down. Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate the flashback there.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
We're coming up here at 800-259-9231. By the way, that Facebook group, Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. You can, if you're in the area, show up at noon at the Jefferson Memorial, bring your headphones, and have yourself a little booty shake. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Spend your life with Rich Dentovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you would like. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can learn how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Phone lines here on Free Talk Live are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that helps other companies deal with accounts receivable issues. If you have a company and accounts receivable has become a problem for you, SACL CAI can handle that for you. Go see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporters of Liberty. SACL CAI.
Breaking news, friend of the show, newsman, independent journalist here in New Hampshire, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has been arrested today, apparently by Nashua police. He was at a hotel, as according to the Porcupine 411 service, on a message that he left from the police station. He has been arrested for doing what he was asked. He was on the hotel property interviewing, I guess, some state reps or whoever, these politician types, and the hotel apparently decided they didn't want him there. They asked him to leave. He then began leaving. Now, when Dave Ridley leaves a place, he typically leaves in a certain Ridley-esque fashion. He normally continues rolling with his camera as he begins to back out of the location.
So backing out is kind of dangerous, so he's not lickety-split about it either. So
right.
He wants to make sure that he's got his camera continuing to roll on the action as he's doing what he's been asked to do.
Correct.
Which is, and he backs out of the area.
That's what you do, by the way, when you confront a bear in the woods.
You back slowly out and face it the entire
yes.
time? So, so he was egressing from the area, and I guess it was during that egress.
Today the bear ate him.
Yes, the bear got him.
Today, apparently, the police showed up while he was leaving. So even though he was doing as he was asked to do by the people who were in charge of the property, the police just decided to go ahead and arrest him. And I presume that means he's being charged with criminal trespass, but I don't think he indicated that in his Port 411 message. He is expected to be taken to the jail, which means that I don't know if that means he's not processing or if there's some kind of a suspended sentence out over him. I don't think there is. I don't believe that
don't
David Lee currently has any kind of outstanding legal issues. So I'm not sure why it is that he's not just being written a summons and being released. It's possible he's not cooperating with the process.
They don't like it when you run cameras. They really upset them.
He says the video footage is going to be very dramatic if it's not deleted from his camera. And it remains to be seen as to whether or not that will happen. So as of right now, newsman, independent journalist Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is in jail or heading to jail. He's at the police station in Nashua, New Hampshire, and we will keep you informed as we learn more about his status at 800-259-9231. Let's go to you and your phone calls. Mark, in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and another Mark.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Kind of an interesting day. From noon to 2 today, I was down at the State House with about, I think, a few hundred other people protesting that Fourth Amendment case here.
Yeah, this is the case where the Supreme Court basically said that if the cops want to come into your home, they can pretty much do it, and you, for any old reason they want to, even if it's illegal and you can't resist them.
Yeah, that was it. It was a good experience being down there. It was nice to meet just other like-minded people, and I guess getting a chance, once you understand everything about liberty that you possibly can, to kind of spread the word. And it was definitely a really different crowd than the Tea Party. The Tea Party here kind of have a lot of, I don't know, kind of Rush Limbaugh-type suburbanite, middle-aged fans. This was completely different.
How's that?
A lot of younger people. Of course, you got some of the stoner crowd there. And I'd say brighter people more involved. It was just really interesting. It was a great time. I don't know what's going to happen with the case, but it's a good chance to get out and spread the word. I just wish I could have had. I kind of regret not getting pamphlets like FTL. Your guys' state project up there? What's that called again?
The Free State Project. Yeah,
Project pamphlets or something like that.
Did you already answer this? But how many people did you say were there?
I'd say probably a few hundred.
That's
it's funny
good.
You just mentioned that thing about Facebook, because I think the people that commented on Facebook that there was going to be over 1,000, 1,050, whatever, and there ended up only being about a few hundred.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was just saying, a good opportunity. I think it was a great
crowd.
Day.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good. I mean, was this primarily organized on Facebook? How did you become aware of this event?
A friend of mine who's involved in the Campaign for Liberty in Indiana, she told me about it. I guess the two people that organized it were college students in Carmel. One girl, I think she goes to school out east or something, and one guy goes to school down in Bloomington. And they heard about it, and they organized, and all of a sudden several hundred people showed up. And these people really got it. I would say they might not have really heard the libertarian message, but I wouldn't say their status. They really understand it overall. That or they're really easily they could understand it. You know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from. Now, you bring up the question about flyers, pamphlets. I know the Free State Project has them. I don't know where you go to get them, but I do know where you can go to get Free Talk Live flyers. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and there's actually a flyer there that's designed for people that have local radio stations. So there's a flyer for people that don't have local radio stations that carry the show, which is probably a lot of people. We're only on in 100 stations around the country. But you've got one there in Indy, WXNT. They air the show from 8 to 10 o'clock at night, weeknight, so they miss the first hour, but they get the second 2 hours live. And so there's a little flyer. I think it's about a half page. There's actually a full page flyer. There's like a poster kind of flyer. There's also one that you can print out two per page, so half page flyers. And you just basically write down there, you know, what station it's on, or put it in the actual flyer and you know, put that detail in there, what station it's on and what time, and then you could pass those out. I mean, it may not be the last one that they have. They may do this again.
Okay. Several people there knew about Alex Jones. They had InfoWar-type T-shirts. A lot of people there I talked to weren't even from Indianapolis, so the rest of the state, I don't think. And they used to – I talked to a guy who lives up near the Sky River. They used to play you guys up there on the radio. Now they don't. So I was like, well, all this stuff's online. You know, you can get it streaming live and everything. I was just telling people there, just kind of – they already understood this, the ones I was talking to, but just kind of discussing it, that the root cause of this whole thing is a war on drugs. Police wouldn't be invading people's homes if it wasn't for this. And, you know, regardless of what people say, I've talked to a couple people that disagree with the war on drugs. I was like, look, it doesn't matter if you drink Clorox. The state has no right telling you what to do, period.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
You know?
Certainly don't have a right to come into your home and search through your stuff on these pretenses. And I'm glad that actually transpired, and I hope that people made some connections and that things continue to move forward in some sort of a positive manner. And thanks, Mark, for the call and the update tonight at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, that's what I believe that these protests or demonstrations are really the most useful for. I don't think they change the minds of politicians, but I think that they do encourage people to get out, to get active, and more importantly, to network and meet other like-minded folks and other people that could be of like mind. Maybe they just need to be persuaded on a couple of points.
It raises the level of the volume, and I think that is invaluable. I agree with you that most politicians don't pay much attention. Politicians tend to view the American people as their slaves. And, I mean, try to imagine what the master thinks about slaves having a protest. He doesn't care.
Exactly. 800.
As long as they do their work.
259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We invite you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. A crackdown coming for people doing business in California. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And those features on the site, by the way, include listening options. You can get tuned in via our live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions there. And you'll actually hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock over there, 24-7 at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get details on how to listen on the radio to our 98 great radio stations carrying the show from coast to coast. Hopefully, you're going to have a new station to announce here pretty soon in Michigan, as well as our satellite listening options, including XN Satellite Radio and also our free-to-air satellite channel. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Details at listen.freetalklive.com.
You know, that new station in Michigan is going to get us that much closer to that 100th station.
Actually, it's two stations, so it might just cross over the 100th station.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear?
Yep.
ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices are so low in some cases, they can't even be advertised. They've got all kinds of name-brand manufacturers over there, and those manufacturers don't want those prices too low advertised. So you'll have to go and check them out at ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get an additional 5% off with a coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We'll continue, of course, taking your calls if you make them. You can bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. Still to come here tonight, Mark, apparently the federal government has made a threat against the people in the state of Texas. And we'll explain what that's all about here in a moment. But first, news out of California over at Quora.com, Q-U-O-R-A, Quora.com. Most people, writes Mark Bodnick, don't regularly check the California Senate Committee on Banking, Finance, and Insurance for the latest news about potential legislation.
But they should.
And so it's no surprise that most people have never heard of California Assembly Bill 2789, which is too bad because it passed into law back in September and became effective in January of this year and is known as the Money Transmission Act. It's a ticking time bomb, and big red numbers are glowing 50 as of midnight tonight. Meaning 50 days from now, something major is going to happen if you are in the business of financial transactions in the state of California. The law accomplishes sounds mundane enough. It requires money transmitters, companies that act like banks but aren't, such as PayPal, to get licenses. As usual, however, the devil is in the details. Previously, California corporations were only required to get money transmitter licenses for international fund transfers. Domestic transfers were unregulated. Now, both kinds of transfers have become regulated, and the price of each license is a little bit steep. $500,000 and change.
Jeez.
Oh, and if you want to do business nationwide, you'll need 43 more of those licenses from almost every state. The forms and requirements are different everywhere, and most states want your fingerprints to do a criminal background check, which is the exact same criminal background check, just being done 43 times by 43 different state agencies.
You gotta make sure.
And the price varies wildly from a measly $10,000 to $1 million per state. If you want the forms, good luck finding them. Some states don't post them online. Why does California's law matter at all when the regulatory framework for money transmitters is already such a mess? Well, Silicon Valley is located in California, and if a Valley startup founders risk going to jail for transmitting money illegally without a license, then there aren't going to be very many new companies working on ways to handle payments that don't involve the same old banks touting the same old plastic cards. Not to mention that there aren't a lot of investors who like the idea of putting $500,000 into a company's bank account just so that it can immediately be locked up and used for licensing fees. In other words, the Money Transmission Act is designed to kill innovation.
And business.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, anybody that's doing business with financial transactions as part of their business, doing some level of interstate transaction, is going to, and maybe just within California as well, is going to be subject to significant new costs. And as he points out here, he runs a relatively small business that maybe he'll be able to foot this fee. Maybe he'll be able to continue operating his business. But
that's the thing about these. You never know exactly who is this focused at. I mean, is this my business? Do I have to do this? I do financial transaction. What's that mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. When you actually go and look at Johnson, who is our graphic designer and former co-host on the show, was very concerned that this is going to spell the end of Bitcoin. And, of course, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin on the air here recently. And certainly there's a chance that the government's going to come after Bitcoin at some point. But the way I read this legislation, and I didn't read the legislation, I read the definition of money, because this is about people who are transmitting money.
You mean dollars?
Well, no, they're using the term money here in the legislation, and there's a definition. So because it's legalese, you can redefine what money means. Money doesn't mean in legalese what it necessarily means in English. So I wanted to take a look at the definition of money and see what they were talking about. And it was as I suspected. The definition of money has specifically to do with government-approved funds. So government-approved methods of transaction, government-approved currencies. So therefore, the Federal Reserve note will qualify as a money transmission, but I don't think Bitcoin would qualify as a money transmission under this legislation. Now, that's not to say there's not another piece of legislation coming soon that will ban Bitcoins or whatever,
or
that hasn't happened.
Yeah, or if a judge just interprets it too broadly to include Bitcoins.
It's certainly possible. Again, that's just my interpretation. I read what the definition of money is, and it sounds pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's only those that are essentially given their sanction by the federal government or any other government around the world. So if Sweden were to adopt Bitcoins as an official currency, then at that point it would cover Bitcoin transactions.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So according to the story here, who would sponsor such a draconian law? According to legislative analysis, we can blame the Money Services Roundtable. Now, if the Money Services Roundtable sounds like a shady political group that doesn't want to reveal its true identity, then that's because it is. Thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, however, we do know that lobbyists, or its lobbyists, had some very important things to tell the Federal Reserve back in 2006, including its member list, which at the time included names such as Western Union. MoneyGram, Travelex, and American Express.
So these are organizations that make money by doing money transfers.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so they can afford, it's no problem for Amex to chunk down $500,000 in order to keep doing business in the state of California. But if you want to start up your own money business, then you're screwed.
Right. That $100,000 that they're going to drop down is invaluable in keeping new competition and new innovation out of the marketplace so that they can keep their same old dinosaur model of wire transfers going.
Your call-in number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's quick update for you on the financial situation for people doing business out in California. It's about to get a lot worse. And yet another reason to leave California and move your business to New Hampshire.
That's what I did.
As part of the Free State Project. Now, I can't tell you for sure what New Hampshire's regulations are regarding financial transactions.
I know that New Hampshire is kind of middle of the road as far as states go and business. Now, it's really great compared to, say, New England or the Northeast. Mm-hmm. But, there are states that are better. But California isn't one of them. So, that's something to thought about.
So let's continue here with you and your phone calls. Jack is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack. Jack in Michigan.
Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
Just mountains of concerns.
Pick one.
But since you're talking monetary there, it is true, right, that the American sheeple taxpayer are funding these continuing genocide police actions. And I think of...
Which genocide police action?
You mean like... Well,
that's all, like in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Webster Tarpley, I think, is the guy where I picked up manufactured genocide.
All right, I have no idea where you're going with this, but we'll find out here in a moment. So stick with us. More on the way here with Jack and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Plus, we mentioned American Express being one of these financial providers that is encouraging a crackdown on small businesses that want to compete with them. And apparently they're also in the news for other reasons, Mark. You're going to share that. It has to do with cannabis.
Yep.
We'll explain here in a moment. It's 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Memorial Day on history. Don't miss the deadliest battle fought on American soil. It lasted 3 days. Two armies went in. One nation came out.
If I only could make a deal with God.
From executive producers Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, Gettysburg. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on history. Made every day.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tases like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea!
The refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can also support the show if you'd like, voluntarily, considering we give you the website for free. You may want to send us a few bucks, and you can do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live market, advertise, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for. And it helps us get on more great radio stations across the country, thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card. Yes, I know, they're evil, but we have to do it. It's the only way to make this work. So you can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and podcast and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Bill, listening in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill. Bill in Oklahoma. Hello?
Yeah, hello, guys. How are you this evening?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just overhearing about this new, passed law in California, and you were bringing up Bitcoin. And I think there's an aspect of the argument that's not being addressed. Bitcoin by itself is pointless, so to speak. I mean, people generally do not participate in the Bitcoin ecosystem just to pass around digital currency. They have intentions of selling that currency off to whatever legal tender that they're using in their country, in our case, the U.S. dollar. So if that's the case, the government could probably make an argument saying, well, since the two are intermingling, we can go ahead and put the kibosh on Bitcoin and by facto start shutting down a lot of people that are starting up brokerage services specifically.
Certainly,
for
if you're running if you're in California, this new law requires everybody in California doing financial transactions, essentially transmissions or whatever, money transmissions to people that are creating money orders, etc. It essentially would regulate somebody who was changing U.S. dollars into bitcoins in California. That much I think is true. But a bitcoin-to-bitcoin transaction is not going to run afoul of this particular legislation.
Right. Bitcoin to Bitcoin is probably exempt. But, like I said, I mean, how many people actually participate in the Bitcoin ecosystem simply just to transfer the Bitcoins from one person to another?
I don't know. That's a good question. I honestly am not sure. I mean, I've got some Bitcoins, and I've never turned them into cash, so I'm not one of them, so I can't speak from any personal experience regarding that.
Right. But, I mean, if you look at the charts, the recent charts, the Bitcoin value goes up, and with every time it goes up, it's more incentive for somebody to go in and say, okay, it's time for me to cash out. It's time for me to make some legitimate, real money, which that's a misnomer in itself. But I guess you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, so it's a commodity to some extent. Right now, people are trading it and for the sort of, you know, it's an online commodity, and people are making some money buying and selling it. I think that as it's used more and more, you'll find more businesses buying and selling. Free Talk Live's doing its best at this point. And I think you'll find more of them that are coming on board. And then it'll have more legs as a currency, too.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Bill?
It's a double-edged sword.
Is there anything else you want to share?
Oh, no, that was just my thoughts on that.
I think that they're going to come down on Bitcoin at some point, but this probably isn't going to be the mechanism they use.
Seems way too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that too many politicians in the state of California know what the heck Bitcoin is.
I mean, they probably don't understand it. They are presented with it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Is that the money they use in Second Life? I mean, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Exactly. Let's go back. Actually, I'm sorry to Jack in Michigan. I apologize, Jack. I got all spaced out and forgot all about your call. But you're still there, and so we're still here. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, that's okay, guys. I enjoy every minute of the broadcast when I can hear it.
So you were talking about something about the U.S. government committing genocide, and I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Well, you know, these manufactured police action events, like the one that just happened in Pakistan, and I heard from some people that, well, anyway, how is that in our best interest? You know, they call it national security, and everything's national security, therefore they can't divulge the records on whatever subject matter. So the way I see it, guys, this is all skullduggery. In fact, the inciting event for the global war on terror, the new crusade, as the previous president smirkishly stated it, and that was after, Paul Wolfowitz with the New American Century folks stated in their official journal, January of 2000 or 01. This was, by the way, on Amy Goodman's free speech broadcast where I saw this. And Wolfowitz, on behalf of all of its members of the New American Century, stated that they needed a new Pearl Harbor to garner primitive American patriot support for a new global American empire. Okay, so after 9/11, what does the president say? The world has changed forever. It's the new crusades.
Mm-hmm.
Etc. So I'm thinking, okay, since they're waging war, they tell us in our names for our best benefit, don't you think we ought to have some kind of a controlling interest on the expenditure? Shouldn't we, say, hold them accountable for treasonous acts like the Patriot Act?
I think it's a great idea. I suggest stop paying taxes.
Thank you. Absolutely. And right now, the Senate Bill 1038, according to Jack McLam and others, is up for reauthorization. So tomorrow I'm calling the state Senate, well, the U.S. senators in Michigan as well as Harry Reid, and I'm going to tell them either they terminate the Patriot Acts and all the other corollary, you know, domestic spy acts, and terminate the funding for all these 130-plus foreign interventions, we're going to start holding our own town hall meetings. We're going to start prosecuting them for high crimes.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere. But I think that you can take your own personal actions into account. You can refuse to obey their diktats. You can refuse to pay their taxes, as many as you can possibly do. And that will give you some more personal freedom in your own life, some more financial ability. But as far as prosecuting them with your own little court, I don't think that's going to do anything because they're not going to show up because they don't care about that. But I think that you can control what you can control in your own life, and you should change whatever it is you can change to make it so you are as minimized, your accountability for any of this, these police genocidal actions, as you describe them, are as minimized as possible. And I thank you for the call tonight. And speaking of the Patriot Act, Mark, you mentioned something to me before we started, I think it was before we started the show tonight, about Rand Paul, who's apparently doing something worthy of, I think, note regarding this Patriot Act. Unfortunately, it didn't really work out, but he was talking about stopping the Patriot Act from being reauthorized. Looks like it's
as I understand it, Rand Paul had his own little filibuster in the floor of the Senate today, many hours long, attempting to stop the Patriot Act from heading forward. And I'd like to take this moment to remind you about how the awful things you said about him when he was running for office.
He said he's lying.
I wouldn't go for a politician that tells lies.
I don't like that.
Lots of pro-liberty candidates have spoken. Spoken their highest truth as far as liberty on the campaign trail. Rand Paul stood in the way as the best he could of the Liberty Act, the Patriot Act today. And I've got to say, I'm very pleased with what he did. Now, I don't like everything this guy has voted on, but I don't like everything his dad's voted on either.
Like I said, I'll give him credit where credit's due.
And there's a lot of credit due.
But I'm not going to think that it was a good idea that he told lies. I don't think that's ever a good idea.
I don't know what is lies. When you're running, you have to tailor your story for your audience.
Whatever you want to say, Mark, you're clearly cut from the political cloth. You say it's not lying when a politician does it. Whatever, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but you said that apparently the Patriot Act thing went past him. And
as I understand, Harry Reid slipped it into some kind of business bill, and it went by. That's according to
Prison Planet.com. They passed it.
Yeah, it went through. Right.
Okay. But he held the Senate floor for over 7 hours.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, folks, look at all these other Tea Party candidates out there. Look at your socialist candidates, Bernie Sanders, and
how about Scott Brown?
Yeah,
what a phony!
All these folks that people imagine we're going to do something about this. Nothing.
Of course. 1-800-259-9231. I wonder what the vote was on the Patriot Act thing.
Well, it wasn't
direct because it was bundled.
This is what they do.
Right, but I wonder what the vote was. 800-259-9231. How overwhelming was it? More on the way. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything you might like. 1-800-259-9231. American Express getting ready to crack down on certain types of transactions.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.